All right, Jordan DeChambre, the Marketing and Communications Director for the Historic Third Ward Association, joins us via phone via the Tri-County Contracting Hotline as the city gears up for the RNC. The Historic Third Ward is bridging the political divide by showcasing kind of what made Milwaukee famous by cracking a cold one with a few beers. Jordan, how are you this fine morning?
I'm doing great, Jeff. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Thanks for taking the time. How was your fourth? Festive?
Oh, it was lovely. Very festive. Boat, Summerfest, all the things.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I hope yours as well, too.
It was great. Parades, fireworks, food, fun, family. That's what it's all about. It's great. So I'm seeing all of these posters popping up around the historic Third Ward neighborhood right here in downtown Milwaukee. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. When you have an event like the Republican National Convention coming into your city, you know, there's a few different ways you can approach it. You can look at it and say, I'm just going to do a general marketing campaign for, hey, the Third Ward's an awesome neighborhood, come visit us. Or sometimes you're lucky enough to be approached by the creative director of Hanson Dodge Creative with this idea called the beer partisanship. And suddenly you realize exactly what you have to do during that week. So we got very lucky. The idea that you can really sit down, have a beer, talk about anything with anyone with a beer of your hand, and you're likely to find some sort of common ground was incredibly appealing to us.
That's a good concept. So who is involved from a brewery standpoint, and how did you kind of find the selection process to find, all right, we need these two local brewers, and they're going to bring this beer to the table?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. So when this started out, it was really more of a project about posters and kind of recreating these political propaganda posters from years past, and what would that look like today with this concept of beer partisanship. And as the idea kind of grew and progressed, we realized this actually could be a really cool event as well. So we immediately approached the operators of the Third Ward Beer Garden because it felt like a perfect spot to sit down and have a conversation over, you know, a cold one. And then immediately reached out to Explorium Brew Pub, which is one of our amazing breweries right here in the Third Ward, to get involved, as well as Wizard Works Brewery, again, one of our neighborhood breweries. So, you know, it's this really great idea about even the breweries can come together and, you know, create this one exciting event. And we had this idea that maybe we would just utilize one of Explorium's amazing beers and rename it. So we decided that Reach Across the Ale would be the name that we would go with, and we would do a free limited edition tapping of this beer at the beer garden on Wednesday, July 17th.
Very good. So the two beers will be for sale at the event, but are they also for sale right now?
They are not. No.
Ooh,
so we're
okay.
Going to be tapping.
Even better, more exclusive. I like it.
I know. Exactly. We're just tapping one barrel of this beer, but we will have Wizard Works is just, displaying one of their, offering one of their fantastic brews. It's not a specialty brew for this event. But it's really about bringing people together, having conversations, enjoying great beer, and even playing some really fun card games to get people of different party affiliations talking.
Yeah. How else, other than obviously this big event and special brews, how else is the neighborhood preparing for the RNC? Are you working with residents and retailers because, you know, it's still going to be incredibly accessible, and you're going to have a ton of overflow from people at Fiserv and who are in the security zone, but it's a really easy walk from Fiserv to the Third Ward. So you're going to get a ton of new traffic for sure.
You know, Jeff, I really hope you're right. I really want that to happen. That is what we are hoping for. We are hoping people will just take a walk down the Riverwalk and, you know, head right down here to the Third Ward, because we are not in the security zone and we are 100% open for business. Our businesses are open. We have hundreds of businesses, as you know, from shopping to food and drink experiences, salons and spas, galleries. The number one public market in the nation, the number five best arts district in the nation. So we are truly hoping that happens. And honestly, it's a simple concept, but we just need to let people know that we're here and we're open. Because, you know, there is this fear, I think, from a lot of people that the city is going to be shut down and the only activity taking place will be in the Deer District. And it's just not true. Yeah. You know, our river is open. You can jump on a boat down here as long as you're south of Clybourne. There will be parking. You know, there will be activities and events going on. So we think our biggest challenge right now is just getting out that message that we're here, we're open, and we're really amazing. So you have to come down and check us out, locals and visitors alike.
Very good. Jordan DeChambre, Marketing and Communications Director for the Historic Third Ward Association. Jordan, stick around after the break, and we'll talk about Summerfest and new restaurants, new retail, and preview the rest of the summer in the Historic Third Ward. This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. Welcome back to The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. How one local downtown Milwaukee neighborhood is preparing for the RNC. Jordan DeChambre from the Historic Third Ward Association joins us this morning. So as you look ahead, you know, just about a week and a half to the RNC, Jordan, how's the early returns on Summerfest looking? It seems like the crowds have just been amazing.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I'm very lucky in that I both live and work in the Third Ward. So I get to see this neighborhood from a couple different perspectives. And this has been an incredibly busy summer. And I think, you know, so much of that is due to the city being in the national spotlight in a way that it's truly never been before. And, you know, we're lucky enough to have Dan, the restaurant of Top Chef contestant Dan Jacobs, yeah, right here in the Third Ward. So it's certainly given us a lot of exposure as well. But we're seeing that. I mean, and how amazing is it that we have so much great Third Ward representation at Summerfest? I mean, we have Dan there this year, Unfinished Legacy, doing a limited edition run of their apparel for Summerfest as well. Brew City brand apparel over at the grounds. So we're really finding ways to bridge that gap between the neighborhood and Henry Meyer Festival Park itself when festivals are happening there. But, you know, as I sit in our offices here at Chicago and Jackson, which is just off the main gate of Summerfest, there are already people, you know, kind of lining up to get in those gates.
Yeah.
So I expect that even with the, I don't know what weather pattern we have anymore where it rains every other day, but even with this kind of crazy weather, that Summerfest is going to have some great numbers this year.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think the next 2 days should be huge. You got Maroon 5 at the American Family Amphitheater tonight. So that will draw a huge crowd, without a doubt. And it's great to see, I think, whether it's Summerfest or any event, you touched on it perfectly, Jordan, that, you know, the local retail has another opportunity to get additional sales at a big event, whether it's the Milwaukee Night Market, Summerfest, or similar events. You know, bringing those two together, it's really powerful, and it's so important for local business.
Oh my gosh, it's incredibly important, Jeff. And, you know, one of the things that we did this year, we launched a new website for the Historic Third Ward last year that's giving us a lot more latitude in being able to respond and more accurately reflect what's happening in the neighborhood. And this year we partnered with Summerfest, and we created what we call the Summerfest itinerary. So if you go onto our website, one of the main stories is, hey, if you're in town for Summerfest, here are all the things that you can do when you're walking to Summerfest. Here are all the places where you can go and maybe stop and get a glass of wine or grab a t-shirt that might be really fun for the festival. And then if you're exiting, maybe you still want to hear more live music, so you find your way over to Evan Christian's Gibraltar, just literally a block from the Summerfest grounds. So we're trying to let people know that this does not have to be a one-and-done experience of simply going and seeing, you know, having an amazing time at Summerfest. But you can also enjoy this neighborhood and put money in this neighborhood that works so hard all the time, hundreds of small businesses, People their livelihoods are here. We want to make sure that they are making money during this really exciting time, really busy time, but that they're not getting kind of lost in the shuffle.
Yeah.
So the itineraries have been a really great way for us to do that.
That's great. That's great. A one-stop shop. Stay in the neighborhood, stay in the city, experience
yes.
everything that it has to offer. So we got about one more minute or so. What else is coming up this summer in the Third Ward that people need to get on their agendas?
Yeah, for sure. So after Beer Partisanship, literally the day after the RNC ends, Gallery Night MKE Summer Edition begins. So that is July 19th and 20th. We have nearly 50 participating venues throughout downtown Milwaukee, Walker's Point, the Third Ward, East Town, West Town. So that's a really, really exciting time. We have some galleries involved in Bronzeville as well for the first time. And I'm really excited about seeing this event expand into that really emerging area of town. So really cool things going on. We recently launched this augmented history experience.
Yeah.
We're really encouraging people when they're out and about for gallery night to, go visit augmentedhistory.org and kind of take that tour of, what would be
All
considered
right.
art from the past.
We got to get to the bottom of the hour news. Jordan DeChambre from the Historic Third Ward Association, I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Jeff. Take care.